award-winning Thornlow Cheese, an iconic Highway 11 agri-food institution, has permanently closed. Gay Lee Foods, its Mississauga parent company, announced the closure on October 30. Patrons to its storefront were advised of the closure with a sign on the door. Calls and messages into Gay Lee Foods and its regional point of contact, marketing manager, Pam Hamill, were not returned to Northern Ontario business. Gay Lee acquired the award-winning 30-employee Temiscaming cheesemaker from Gencor in December 2019. The popular cheese factory and storefront is located 17 kilometers north of New Liskeard, near the village of Thornlow. In a statement on social media, Temiscaming Cochrane MPP John Van Thoff, the NDP's agriculture, food and rural affairs critics, said the announcement comes as a shock to the community. Years ago, when Parmalat announced they were closing the plant, local dairy farmers supported by the greater community strongly encouraged the company to sell the plant and production quota to local interests. In the end, Gencor, a farmer cooperative, took the plant over. It was transformed from a single product plant to a producer of award-winning, much-loved cheeses and other dairy products. Gay Lee took over the plant in 2019. It is also a farmer cooperative which focuses on dairy processing. I was supportive of the sale at the time because of Gay Lee's past commitment to local communities. As someone who was involved in the Parmalat transfer phase of the plant, as a former dairy farmer, and a Gay Lee shareholder, I am extremely disappointed. I have spoken to the CEO of the company and will speak to other stakeholders in the upcoming days to see what can be done. We fought too long and too hard to save Thornlow Cheese to just wave and say goodbye. A consistent winner at the Royal Agricultural Winter Fair, the northeastern Ontario producer of cheese and cheese curds celebrated its 80th anniversary in July 2020. The business was founded by René Laframboise in the village of Thornlow in 1940. The factory went through a succession of owners, relocation and expansion at its current Highway 11 digs under the Jubinville family, Balderson Cheese, Alt Foods, and Parmalat. Over the years, the business has constantly faced challenges to keep its doors open. In 2007, Montreal-based parent company Parmalat bought Thornlow, intending to shutter the facility, citing high costs and low profit. 19 jobs were at stake. At the time, the dairy mega-giant said the area's milk quota was being consolidated into other Parmalat facilities. Gencor, a southwestern Ontario cattle genetics company, purchased the operation, and later merged with Eastern Breeders of Kemptville to form East Gen. But it wasn't a long-term solution, paving the way for Gay Lee's acquisition of the business in December 2019. In a February 2020 interview with Northern Ontario Business, then Gay Lee CEO Michael Barrett acknowledged his company has been considering the acquisition for quite some time. Negotiations began in early 2019, he said. Barrett said there would be few changes. Their immediate plans are to ease into the environment as the Mississauga-based, farmer-owned cooperative makes its first formal entry into Northern Ontario. Barrett said Gay Lee's intentions aren't to scoop up the business and relocate it south but enhance what has been painstakingly built up over the years, customer by customer. The Gay Lee business philosophy, he said, is focused on making investments in small communities that support establishing a strong rural economic base.